All right, good morning. Thank you everyone for joining us. We've got James and Barbara Williams here with us this morning. And James, why don't you take a second and tell us a little bit about Pure and what you do here, and then we can jump over to what you're about to be doing.
Pure is the Center for Urban Renewal and Evangelism. It's something that Lord put in my heart that, you know, as I'm thinking about the twilight of my life, what did I really want to focus on? And I woke up early one morning and the Lord put in my heart Matthew 9:35. And I'm like, Matthew 9:35? What does it say? So I look it up and it says, Jesus went throughout all the cities and villages, teaching in the synagogues and preaching the gospel. And I thought, wow, we've been debating over whether it's inner city ministry or suburban ministry. And Jesus said, it's everybody, y'all. Yeah. Everybody, right? Everybody needs to be discipled. Everybody needs to hear the gospel. But it occurred to me that there was a priority of Christ, his ministry. If you look out through his life and ministry, and then you look at Paul's following Christ's example all through his ministry, the gospel was preeminent. And I'm like, the church would become become cause oriented. And I just felt like God speaking to me, be a part of calling the church back to the foundation of evangelism and discipleship. So you got to equip leaders. And when I think of the Black community, I'm like, oh my God, that's what's missing. We got a lot of religious people, a lot of religious talk, but we need to equip leaders. So it's in our hearts to develop biblical evangelistic leaders to impact Montgomery and beyond. So I was connected with Terrence Jones, and he was excited about my experience and Barbara's experience in ministry, crusade, and church planning, and PCA. He knew all about those things. And he said, come mentor us. And I'm like, are you serious? He's like, yeah. So he has a team of leaders. He has started Strong Tower. Strong Tower is multiracial. It's in Washington Park. He and Alonzo are the pastors there. They got Zachary doing campus ministry, and Eric was there at the time. He's doing FCA ministry, and all these guys came to Christ through Tuskegee and campus outreach, and they've been there 11 years celebrating that. Flatline Church in Chisholm came out of it, and out of Flatline Chisholm just this past Sunday, started to turn my back on whoever. This past Sunday, Johnny Mills launched Life Church at Community of Hope Center, and Barbara and I have been privileged to be a part of helping them lead worship, and I've been encouraging him in evangelism, and he's planning to take my course this spring here, Everyday Evangelism, and he wants to take it for credit at BTS, so. And I think a couple of his leaders, maybe he and one other leader. But so we're excited about those things, and been going into public schools with Eric, sharing the gospel with the football team. One of the disturbing but compelling things that happened. I was at Carver High, and about 40 guys or more put their hands up saying they wanted to receive Christ. And just found out over Christmas break, one of those kids was ninth grade, 14 years old, walking home, and somebody drove by and shot him, and he died. But Eric sent me a text saying, I know that young man heard the gospel, because he saw him put his hands up that day, and he wants to believe that he's in the kingdom. So it's just really compelling. This is why we do what we do. It's, you know, the Lord has given us a sense of urgency and a calling to to proclaim the gospel. Now, we know he's sovereign. We know he's ordained people. But the Lord works through a process. It's our part. You wouldn't be here if you didn't have a part. You're here because you know we have to be responsible with missions and going and doing. There's our part, and then there's his part. So his part is he's foreordaining, he's arranging, but our part is to be available where he wants us, when he wants us, speaking to whom he wants us, however he wants us, and to love people into the kingdom. So that's pretty much a summation of it. So CURE is an equipping ministry. We did a semester of everyday evangelism here at the church, and Tom was a big part of that. He got to go out of what I call the red light district over here at the end of Fairfield, because I heard that late at night, the truck drivers come through, the ladies of the night come out, and we were over there. They had some kind of makeshift free cell phone. It didn't look legit. And Tom got to share the gospel with this young lady, and she was really compelled. And she wasn't ready. She was honest and said she wasn't ready. And Lawton and Alexandra, they got so excited. They were like, we're going to do it again. I just feel like I didn't get it right the first time. But the few times we were out, so they're going to be a part again. And it's just exciting. And I'm envisioning the day that as Barbara trains too, I train too, Tom trains too, Lawton trains too, Alexandra trains too, and those two start training too, that we'll have 60 to 80 people a week out of Trinity just walking around sharing the gospel on a weekly basis, just talking to people about Jesus, you know. So I don't think that answers your question.
It absolutely answers my question. And I love that James will send us text about, you know, people that he encounters in daily life, even your post lady. That you
said, oh my goodness. Did I tell you about the Christmas cards she gave
no.
us?
No.
So the story is, it was a sunny day, and I was coming out, and she was coming up, so I just said, oh, here, I'll take the mail, and she handed it to me, and so how you doing? And she was like, oh, I'm okay. And it just didn't sound so happy. And I said, well, you know, life can be good as long as the Lord takes care of things. And she was like, yeah. And I said, well, by the way, you got a good church you go to? And she said, no, I don't go to church. Well, you mind if I ask you two spiritual questions? And she said, no. And in about 5 minutes, I just explained the EE outline. And I asked her, has she ever prayed or asked Christ to come in and receive that gift of eternal life? She said, no. And I said, would you like to do that? And she just nodded. And sitting in her truck in front of my yard, she prayed with me to receive Christ and immediately had all the assurance and answers. I mean, just as soon as she prayed, I asked her, well, what do you say now on a scale from 1 to 10 if you would die? Well, she said, I go to heaven. She said, why? Because then I just received him? Yeah, because I just asked. And I was like, yeah. And her countenance went from sad to glad, to be honest. And so about Christmas time, I go to the mailbox, and there's a letter in there with no stamp on it. It says, from your mail lady. And we open it up, and it's a card to Barbara and me. Just saying, have a Merry Christmas and thank you. And I was like, oh my God, this is so special. And she signed her name. I had her name wrong. It's Sasha. Sasha. So, and it's pretty cool. So, and I see her from time to time now. She's going to be a lot more spring in herself. She's going to be really, really at peace. So we'll see. I'm going to try to plant seeds as we go.
Walk. Well, tell us, okay, let's shift a little bit about what's coming next week for y'all.
Next week. You want to share?
Next week, we are going to Kissimmee, Kenya. Kisumi, Kisii, or Kisii, Kenya, that's out from Nairobi. And we will be, James and Dr. Carl Ellis will actually be teaching and training pastors that are coming from, where are they coming from? Uganda?
Uganda, Tanzania.
And Tanzania.
And Africa, Kenya, really.
And then there
is.
There's
going to be 100 of them.
Okay, and then there are.
That's the cutoff.
There are also two other members that are, or team members that are going. Associates or fellow workers in the Lord that I'm just becoming acquainted with. And they will be doing the same thing I'll be doing, going into the orphanage. And I just heard that we're going to be cooking a meal. I don't know how we'll do that.
American
in a foreign
meal.
Country, but okay.
Hamburgers and french fries. They want hamburgers and french fries.
We're looking for the students, I think.
Yeah, it's going to be about 140 people.
And
the orphanage is about 123 kids. So.
And we're going to into the prisons. We're going to be taking toiletries and items that some of them might need. Those that don't have family that come to visit them. So we'll be kind of just coming in, giving them some of the things they need, but also sharing the gospel and just being cordial and kind. Mm-hmm. And then we go to the boarding schools, and I'm not sure where else we go, but
that's pretty much
it. Yeah.
Boarding schools, about 6,000 kids when you put them all together in different schools. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
So,
which
and
is
Barbara's going to be playing her guitar and singing and worship for a bit, so she's leaving that off.
Well, I will be doing that and sharing my testimony and doing whatever I can to assist or accommodate the team. And I think we all will be ministering to the, I and Barbara Jones will be ministering to the women and to the pastor's wives. So it's exciting, but I'm a little bit fearful of it. This will be my first time. And I'm also told that we're going on the safari, which I have to have a lot more questions answered about.
And I'm joining her in that.
So,
oh my goodness.
Yeah, so we definitely continue to ask for your prayers. It's a long flight. I don't like flying. I'm always afraid of flying. I do a lot of it, but I don't like it. And
How do you get there? What's your travel path?
Oh, from Atlanta to Amsterdam, from Amsterdam to Nairobi, from Nairobi to Kisumi, correct?
Kisumi, yeah.
And then there is land travel from Kisumi to Kisii Town.
Okay.
It's going to be fun.
It's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
Especially having Barbara with me this time. Oh, my goodness. There's going to be six of us, Dr. Carl Ellis, RTS. There's going to be Mike Wells, who is a sponsor of Walking a New Ministry with Barbara Jones. And he's PCA guy in Florida. And Dr. Barbara Jones, and she's done MTW mission trips. She's doing all the coordinating for us, and it's been exciting. And then she's recruited a videographer. Her name's Amber. She does a profession. She's taking time off just to, not without pay, just to record everything for us. And so hopefully we'll have some good footage to sign on.
We'd love for you to come back and show it to us.
Oh, my goodness. I'm hoping that we can put at least 5 to 10 minute presentation together. That'd be awesome. And then, of course, Barbara and myself. And we will be doing those things. But the main thing is, let me read you what Pastor Elijah Odero, who's the host and he's the leader. I never knew he was as influential as he was when I first met him because he's so humble and unassuming, but he really is a national leader in Kenya. And he kept begging me to come for 8 years and I kept going, I can't. And so when I finally get there, I'm going, is this what you've been asking me to come do? I'm like, oh my goodness. So he sent this, I'm hoping it doesn't take me too long from it. He sent this note. Well, I'll just tell you what he said. I wanted to read it to you. He talked about why he wants to do what he's doing, what he sees as important, and why he wants us to come. And basically what he said was, I've been dreaming for a while now. I've ministered for 30 years in education, and most of the leaders now who are pastors, they were students of mine at one time, like when they were children or high school or university. Now they're pastors in these villages, places that, you know, no one knows except they live there, but they have no access to theological training. And I want to partner with them. And we have no organized system of training. So I'm hoping to partner and us organize and have an ongoing partnership for training these leaders for the future. So my vision is connect him with people like Dr. Ellis, BTS Seminary, and begin the seeds of what we're hoping to form an indigenous reform movement. And I'm trying to inspire them with Dr. Vijay coming over and saying, this is what we're doing in India. Maybe you should do it here in Kenya. And he started his own denomination. I'm hoping that he'll start to reform churches of Kenya. So I'm hoping, so we'll see, but it's all gospel centered. It has to be them and what they want to do. So that's the heartbeat of it. Anything else?
I'm just taking up all the time. Y'all ask your question. Anybody online?
What's your biggest fears?
Going to a safari and a lion eating me up.
That's valid. You're going to be in trouble because Miss Barbara warned you about that. You'll be in trouble if that happens.
I can't hear what he said.
Yeah, you're coming in garbled a little bit, but you something about he's going to be in trouble.
Mr. James is going to be in trouble. Miss Barbara's already worried about the safari. If something happens to him on the safari, he's going to be in trouble.
I'm looking forward to the stories that'll go between Atlanta and Amsterdam, and I mean, there's no telling how many people you're going to talk to. I hope that your text will work along the way because I want to hear stories.
I had an interesting time the last time like that. You got time for this?
Oh yeah.
Yes. So when I was in Amsterdam, we had to wait. Oh my goodness! I had like a 7-8 hour layover because of the rain delay and all that. So people started piling in and I was sitting there and I noticed this guy, African guy down from me and just observing him, very sharp, very intelligent. Look, I was like, oh, I wonder what he does. And he's flying internationally. He's in Amsterdam. But I didn't see a space to talk to him. But the young lady that was, you know, doing COVID and the mask and checking everybody out for the test and all. She was being very gracious with people, no matter what background. She was obviously, what do you call it, the Netherlands? What do you call the people there?
Dutch.
But she was so gracious and nice. And no matter how hard or how awkward they were, she was just generously kind to everybody, whether you were from Kenya, whether you were from France, wherever you were from.
Jesus. Alabama.
Yeah. And especially me from Alabama. I didn't know that. Oh, you're so good. It's fine. And I'm just like, oh, thank you. So, and then when she left, I just saw her and there was this lady with her child and she was just, and I just felt compelled. I said, I got to go tell her supervisor what an inspiration this lady is. So I get up and I walk through this crowd and I make my way up to the counter. And I just told her that I was really inspired by her service and what a blessing she is, and asked her who was her supervisor. And she pointed to the lady, and I went over and shared with her. And little to my knowledge, the guy from Kenya saw me doing that. He had followed me all the way up to see what I was doing. And I turned around and he said, "Hey, man, I need to talk to you. This is a divine meeting. Oh, my. I saw what you did. Why did you do it?" And I said, "Well, let's talk." And I sat down and shared the gospel with him. And he's like, "I think I'm born again. I'm not sure." I said, "Well, you got to be sure." And so we went through the whole conversation. He says, "Oh, you're compelling me." I said, "Well, would you like to pray?" I don't know if I'm ready. But I go to church in Nairobi, and I want to be born again. And you are inspiring me. And it's so wonderful what you're doing. And I thought, wow. Even something like that. How did I know? I'm watching him. He was watching me. And wow, I was just blown away by it. That part of the evangelism gift is God gifts you with people to share the gospel with. You know, I can't convince anybody to come to faith. And I don't think it's a coincidence that a large percentage of the people I just happen to talk to, I happen to be ready to come to faith. It's called a gift of evangelism. So,
yes, so. Yeah, it's an inspiration to us. For sure.
We've had Richard Pratt here several times, and he reminds us of what's going on around the world. And Africa is one of those places that there's so many people that are hungry for the gospel. And there's so many different, you know, I guess groups over there reaching out to so many different people. And I guess I was just curious from the MTW. Barbara Jones, she's with MTW?
She was 26 years, but she's now started her own women's outreach.
And then we got Victor Naka, who, you know, is the coordinator down there. But MTW is just a very small part of what's going on in Africa. It's just the different groups, the different ones. I don't know what... church, or what are you going, you know, the group that's, you're training over there, I don't know who they are, and I don't need to know who they are, but just as long as the gospel is going out in so many, so the Lord might be going to raise up Africa to be the leader in sending people out instead of us, since we have kind of lost our way over the years, so that's encouraging that, they're just on fire for the Lord, and they need to hear the truth, and that's what you want over there to give them. So that's encouraging.
Well, what's inspiring about this group is they've been around, and they've been influenced by the different influences. They come from Methodist, Charismatic, Church of God, Baptist, all these backgrounds. Yeah. But one thing about Kenyans is their philosophy is he not my brother? So they come together around prayer and the Lord and the needs. The needs are so great. They unite in worship, you know, and you bring what you bring. But they're, like I said, they're still like diamonds in the rough. They're raw. There's no organized church. It's just, if Bishop Elijah passes on, what happens to it? Now what happens to it? So I think God is, there's something to one of the things that drew me to Presbyterianism, and the reason I'm so excited I'm still here now, is the structure, the accountability, the biblical integrity, the process of ordination and having responsible leaders step forward. So when, God forbid, Richard Pratt get too old to be Richard Pratt. Where's the new Richard Pratt coming from? And so we've trained him up, and then there's a system in place where he becomes a part. Don't want to see Claude leave, but if he leaves, it's not a heartbreak because, you know, we know we're going to replace him with somebody of the same caliber, if not better. And so they need that. And the guy who's influencing them is listening to us. That's the exciting part. This is what they call virgin territory. And he's literally influencing 200-300 pastors, but he's cutting it off to 100 because that's all we can afford to. Because we had to help sponsors get them there and all that stuff. And it's just in accommodations and stuff. So, it's going to be exciting. It's going to be exciting. Full disclosure, all the funding came in and because we had to cancel the youth rally and those things, there's some extra funding. So then he has an unfinished project, he's building this assembly. His ministry is called Mustard, Christian Central, and where he brings in university students once a month and train them. He brings in the pastors as often as he can to train them. Just for instance, for this project, he's calling it the Cure Pomoja project. Pomoja means coming together from every kind of possible diverse background and unlikelies being united. You know, it's this idea of being really, really united. So with the Ugandan, Tanzanian, and then the Americans, and this thing, he's calling it Pomoja. And to prepare for it, he brought in 50 pastors from all over the country to spend a weekend, 4 days, fasting from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. and praying. And that's all they did. They read the scriptures. Pray, worship, pray, read the scriptures, pray, worship, pray, and then they have a small meal at 7 and break the fast, and then they do it again the next day. And these guys are serious about getting this training and knowledge, and it's humbling to me because I just don't have that kind of zeal, you know? And even when we're at worship there, they'll say, "Come on, brother, you need to take a break. Your American bones can't take this." They take me up and put me on the couch and turn the fan on. Yeah. Give him water. Give him water. We don't want pastor to dehydrate yet. So it's so much fun.
I was wondering, do you use any of their mill?
Well, that's something I'm wanting to expose them to this time around because as representing BTS now, BTS has a third mill track, and I'm being told to help people sign up for that certificate program. And in that program, you can discover who's really wanting to study, who really has capacity to go higher and deeper. And so we're going to try to. Ideally, what will happen is, and they're bringing people. I mean, they're running universities there, they're running companies. I mean, they're running the country, and ideally, you would have emerge these young theologians who get their masters of divinity, doctorates, and begin to want to be professors themselves, and they establish these seminaries. But the foundation comes from the theology that they've been trained in. And they can be trained. We can insult the charismatics, but the charismatics did something we didn't do. They went ahead before we went and established relationships. But that stuff is so weak, you know, and that's what Pastor Elijah talks about, because he came to Christ through, believe it or not, Campus Crusade to Christ for spiritual loss. <Yeah. laughs> So he's exposed to a lot of different teaching. I mean, he just got invited about a month ago to go to Israel and with a group, and he went there and he got all this wonderful teaching of the places in Israel and different things, and he's bringing that back. That's the kind of mindset he has, and so he's telling me, "I'm entrusting these men to you. You need to help us." So it feels like a Macedonian call. People say, "Why are you going to get me?" And I'm like, "I cannot not go." I just feel like God is ordaining me for such a time as this. And it's a great investment for such a short, you know, you're getting way more bang for your buck.
Yeah.
You know, so So thank you guys for being on board. Thank you for supporting. Thank you for praying. Thank you for caring. And yes, ma'am.
I do have a prayer request that's not on here. I don't know if it's time to or appropriate, but I would like to get prayer for this. I had, like 2 weeks ago, I guess, had some stomach issues.
Yeah, I was going to bring that up.
My doctor didn't seem to feel like she could find anything going on. And she said, if you have, you know, in light of you going to Kenya, if you have this, if it's kind of not going away, let me know. So it did, but it didn't. And so she wanted me to do a CT scan, which I'm doing tomorrow, which is an odd time to be doing this right before you leave, right?
Yeah.
So I've never done that. I've never had that. I don't even know what, you know, it's going to be like, but I just need prayer. I'm nervous about it, and I'm thinking that God would not prepare me for all of this to go to Kenya just to say, oh, you know what, you've got this, whatever it is here, and you're not going to get to go. So, I mean, and he could. He's God, but I really would like prayer for that.
Well, interesting story about how she came to the city of Don Quixote. I've been asking her for a while, and then even recently, I was saying, well, you know, they're expecting you to come. And she's like, I got to hear from the Lord. Like, don't pressure me. Don't. And I was like, okay. So I'm just, Lord, please, I can't go back. Without my wife, they're going to be wondering, am I up to something? And so I said, I don't know how to, I'm going to convince her. So I gave up on trying to convince her. All I can do is, she said, I want this. Okay, baby, I got it. You know, just honey do. I was trying to be as sweet as I could be. I was trying. He said I made it. And the pastor, Terrence Jones, his daughter Sophia, she's 12, just turned 13, said to him about 2 weeks before they were going to Kenya, I want to go. And he says, you can't, we don't have time. You got to raise money. And he said, well, if you can raise the money, you can go. He's like, he thought he had talked her out of it. She said, okay. She went and wrote a letter, sent it out to everybody, got the money in 24 hours. I mean, all her funding.
Wow.
She said, so, can I go? And he's like, yes. So we all found out that she was going to Kenya, and we were praying for her, and we gave contributions to her. 13-year-old child is excited about going to do missions. And Barbara looked at me and said, I know the Lord's going to take care of that little girl. She's like, I guess he'll take care of me too. I said, yeah.
I didn't tell you.
And so she says, I'm going. So that's really, really encouraging. Don't you think?
Yes. She was inspiring. She's still excited. She came back and she was talking about the safari, and then I didn't plan to go on the safari, but when she was talking about it, she and her father were saying, You have to go.
It's gonna end up being your favorite part. One of your favorite parts.
I hope so. Hope it don't be the lion's favorite part. Man, those guys from America taste really good.
All right. Well, is there anything else that's not here that you'd like for us to pray for?
Yes. Well, two things. I'm thinking of Byron and Kim. Mm. We used to do campus outreach. They lost their little girls, precious Christian girl, leading worship. She's like 21, I think. Car accident, New Year's Day. She just passed this past Thursday. And they just had the memorial service. I just can't imagine being in these shoes. And yet they're being, you know, they're grieving with hope. They're excited that she's in the home of Jesus. They know that for a fact. So the other thing is, put a board together because we're trying to create a situation where one of my heartbeats has been this evangelism thing is how do we train leaders in the African American community? She can tell you I've been talking about an indigenous reform movement on historic black campuses for 30 years. I've been talking about it. Seeing a campus ministry on every campus in America. 108 campuses in America. And got to talking to some people about it and campus outreach people, et cetera, et cetera. And so we've been meeting and talking through how to do it and got to bless us with what to do, how to do and organize it. And it's going to take creating a separate thing to just recruit people into so they can raise their funds for them. I'm Kira Montgomery. That'll be something that helps them. A missions thing to be directed at campus ministry on these campuses. So just pray that God would lead us in that and he'd give us a key leaders with like a team of at least four people, two ladies and a couple of guys to be at ASU as create the model for it. If it works here, it'll work anywhere. So my job would be development, recruitment, fundraising. I'm too old to be on the campus, so I can't tweet. Instagram confuses me. so you don't want me on the campus too long. But I want to encourage you with the guys. My ultimate dream is are we recording this? I better not say this out loud.
But, we can wait.
But I want to recruit someone to come. Someone I know in particular to come and be the director of it and then tell them in 3 years, why don't you launch a church out of it right here in America? So, and they're very capable and they're already ordained and everything. That would be my ultimate thing with it. So, but we'll see. So I don't know. There was a prayer request in there somewhere.
Yeah. I got it. I think you had texted about that the other day. Somebody texted about that one. See. All right, well, we will go to a time of prayer. Do the usual, I guess, but I love, could you open, Tom, could you close, sure. And anybody who'd like to pray.
Lord, we just thank you for this time to be with James and Barbara and just so excited about what's going on in so many different areas. And, Lord, just give them the wisdom and continued energy to do what they're doing. And I particularly first lift up Barbara, and I pray that you would give her peace about her health right now. I just pray that there's nothing wrong. The CT scan will show that, and she would feel renewed and excited about going. And Lord, you can use her in a mighty way there in Africa in so many different ways. So I pray that you would be with her. And Lord, I do lift up Fireman Kim as a couple that has meant so much to us here for so long that we've been involved with them. And it's just such a shock to hear this of such a young person, but Lord, we have to understand your plan is perfect and you have a reason for what you do, but please comfort the family, all of them, and a lot of other people out like us that are just know them and the ministry they've done and just the impact that they have made and they continue to make. So I pray that you will be with them. Lord, I do pray for this upcoming trip. Just all the excitement, exciting things that are going on is these pastors come together to get training. And Lord, it seems that the people in Africa are so excited about Jesus, but they really need training. And this is an opportunity to provide that kind of training. So be with them, be with the people on the whole truth. I lift up this young girl, 13-year-old girl that wants to go, and Lord, it would just be such an encouragement for her, and apparently she's already excited about the Lord, but it might just open her eyes to these things that she can do. So well, I just lift up the whole continent of Africa, Lord. It's as we hear, I have not been there, that there are so many people there that are excited about Jesus. So thank you for letting us be a part of it in this particular ministry and some of the other ministries that we have here at Trinity and in our missions program that goes through that. So this is such an encouragement to do what's going on. So be with them, James and Barbara, and just watch over them. Give them a piece of this and we're going to use them in a mighty way, I pray in Christ's name.
Father, I just come for you, just lifting up James and Barbara, their preparation for this trip. I just pray that those pastors that are coming, that there would be nothing that would inhibit them from being there, and that this would be an extremely successful time that they can have learning and teaching that they sorely need. Father, we pray for Barbara's CAT scan. I pray that would just be totally normal, that there would be nothing seen there that would inhibit her from going on this trip. Well, we pray for the fact that they're going to video this trip and that would be such an outreach and be able to tell the story of what's going on in Africa, what you are doing there to get us in the United States excited about what's happening in Kenya and Tanzania. We just pray that there will be some really great experiences that can be filmed and can be shared back here in the States. Just thank you for all their preparation for this trip. Yes, it's an awesome one.
Lord, thank you so much for Barbara and for James, Lord, and how they witness to me on a daily basis, Lord. Just the excitement that they have for you, and they're willing to talk to everybody and anybody they encounter, Lord. It's such a witness. And we just ask that you will surround them with your angels, Lord, protect them, bless them, give them traveling mercies, Lord, in their preparation, help them to have peace and good sleep before they go and rest. And pray especially for Barbara tomorrow, Lord, give her peace, be with her, and pray that there's nothing there that would inhibit her from participating and going with James on this amazing trip, Lord. We just pray for hearts to be open all over their whole trip, Lord, from Amsterdam to Africa and all the places in between the people they encounter. Lord, we just ask that you will open hearts and minds to what they have to say. In Christ's name.
Well, I thank you for this group. Thank you for all the faithfulness over the years. Thank you for all the missionaries supported through this church around the world. Those folks in your arms, particularly those being persecuted, like in India, we ask you to continue to advance your kingdom and raise up a mighty army for you. And we pray that somehow this time as we go, the results will be far more reaching than we can imagine. And that's the promise we're claiming, Father, that you can do more than we can ask or imagine. So we're asking for all that you want to see happen to come to pass. But I want to agree with the prayers for Barbara and that you would give her a good report and you would calm her fears and be there with her. Let her know that you are her Father, you're the same Jesus that was with us with her when she was a little girl, and you're with her now. Lord, we ask for a clear report.
Gracious Heavenly Father, we are grateful for this time and the privilege to hear this report from James and Barbara and to see your sovereign hand at work as you've opened this vision for James, and to which he's been very faithful, and you've called him and equipped him to do, and you're going before him, and just as we've heard in this conversation, even we certainly pray for their trip to Kenya for travel mercies, for the time of ministry with the group at large and certainly one-on-one as well, the time with the orphanage and just the different venues in which they'll be. We thank you, are encouraged even by news of these African brothers meeting and fasting and praying together for these past days in preparation for this time of teaching, and just their sense of desire for unity as a body of Christ that would span national and tribal divisions that are so evident in much of the news that we hear from Africa. Lord, only you can do this, and we praise you for that. We thank you for that. We are grateful for even the work that James continues to do here in terms of mentoring and helping churches establish and grow and the vision that he has now for campus ministry in a way that will reach young African-American men and women and call them to your kingdom and to serving you and to be leaders. So, Lord, we look forward with excitement to what you will do and give our praise to you even now, knowing that you are sovereign, that your kingdom will not fail, that Jesus is victorious over sin and death, and that you call all of us to purpose, that we would fulfill that even in this day for each of us, that we would glorify you. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.